Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us in the flesh, our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Professor, welcome back.
Well, thank you. We had a great time. We went to Colombia. Our son married a wonderful woman whose mother is Colombian, and both sides of the family spent some time down there in Cartagena. And it was a real eye-opener, a terrific trip. Colombia was a country with major drug problems. It still has some, but nothing like what used to exist. We saw a lot of police on the street, a lot of people being stopped on the roads. They really do seem determined to make sure that this thing is totally eradicated, and a lot of the drug lords are in jail.
In this country, we've been seeing Governor Perry of Texas rehabilitating his image as he looks at 2016 as a possibility, and then, bam, an indictment comes down.
Yeah, he gets indicted. There was a district attorney who happened to be a Democrat. He, of course, is a Republican. She got herself into trouble for drunk driving. He demanded she step down, and he was then indicted by a grand jury suggesting that he had improperly used his influence to get somebody to step down from a political office. I have to say that I'm not a great admirer of Rick Perry's, but I think that this breaks new ground. And if you're going to do that, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, I'm just simply saying if you're going to do that, you better start getting ready for the same thing all over the country, because politicians play it rough. And that leads us to our next subject, I suspect, concerning Governor Cuomo.
The Gannett Albany Bureau reported on several of the other governor's commissions and whether there had been interference from the second floor, and found in some cases, yes.
Well, yes. I mean, here you have the Moreland Act. Preet Bharara, the fighting U.S. attorney, has got Cuomo under the microscope and is looking carefully at whether any laws were violated in his discontinuation of the Moreland Act commission. Now, what happened is the enterprising Gannett people went after the same story on the other commissions and other people that, like the Long Island Power Authority and others that Cuomo had appointed, and they come up with a conclusion, talking to some, that yes, there was some management, you know, from the second floor, and others who say, no, we didn't feel it. Well, if you're on one of those commissions, what are you going to say? Yeah, we were being pushed around by the governor. You like your job, you like the influence that you have. And then yet there were some who said, yeah, we felt the thumb of the governor's office. It is fascinating that when you have a guy who wants to be in charge and run his government and does it the way he does it, that you can almost see that with some exceptions, and the Moreland Act Commission is really the major exception, that kind of thing goes unnoticed. But when you stop a commission, which is going after potential crime in the middle of its investigation, then I think the line has been crossed.